slaves of sin or slaves of pressure or stress. The stressor is the tempter.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters.
As I said a few moments ago, temptation is stress. And there's got to be a stressor and a stress E. The stress E is the sinner and the slaver and the slave of the stressor. The stressor is the temptation. Lead us away from this temptation. Deliver us from its evil. Now, you wonder why I'm speaking this way in the opening of a program. But I was watching Megyn Kelly. I wish I could be on her program and she could ask me some sensible questions, but I need a little bit of time. But, you know, anyway, she was talking about radicalization of females, you know, ladies. I like to think of women as ladies, not just females, but women or ladies. There are different ways you can speak of a woman or a man, and one of them is like an animal. You know, a female dog. I don't like the word female. It is insulting. So the next step is woman. That's a real woman. You can't call a dog a woman, a female dog. And so forgive me for saying that, because my subject matter is about women this evening, if some ladies will call me. Now, Megyn Kelly, I got interrupted with that little commercial, that little piece that you heard a few minutes ago. Forgive me. But I want you to wake up, the ladies listening to me, from their hypnotic sleep, because you don't realize that most of you live in sin or hypnotic states. And hypnotic states have a source. You know, the tempter, the stressor, the stressor and the stressee. The stressor is the tempter. The one that gets advantage of you and puts inside you a whole new broken life. 800-866-8883. I haven't been well the last couple of days. I had a little operation. I must tell you so you know. I had, you know, bladder stones that were hurting me and infecting me, so I had them taken out. So I'm just a little bit, not that strong this evening, but I just felt I need to talk with you, and I would appreciate you calling me about the subject matter, because coming back to Megyn Kelly, and that's where I got the information, because I do listen to her. She's a nice lady. How come... Well, I don't know how to start this, but she mentioned that, well, she had a guest on, to tell you the truth, to make it simple. And the guest is a psychologist of some kind and spoke of the fact that the 14 people got murdered and the other 28 were, you know, badly injured. That it could have been that this man was radicalized by a woman, which is not far-fetched. I would understand that a woman can do this to a man. And it can apply not just to radicalization, but misery and suffering by the same principle. Is how far do you take whatever it is that I'm speaking about? The radicalization is, you know, a woman will die and blow herself up in the cause of you know, Sharia law? Yeah, Sharia law, yes. Okay, we'll be right back. Don't go away.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Well, I hope that... All right, we're going to go ahead. We're having a little difficulty in our studio this evening. Yeah, that's all right. This is Roy Masters, and I have opened the program with a thought. And I just want to go over that again to make sure that in the first 5 minutes you didn't miss my point of view. And I was saying that Megyn Kelly brought up the subject, and she had a guest, an expert on these things, so-called. I don't think she's an expert, but she comments on it that the murderer of the 14 unfortunate individuals was radicalized by the woman. It could very well be. And immediately, you know, my eyes lit up. I said, oh, my God, we should talk about this. This is not just, you know, Sharia law. I mean, they're willing to die for Sharia law, a woman wanting to get other women to do the same thing, to stand up for Sharia law, seeing that they are treated so horribly, how they suffer so badly. I mean, how come would a woman who is a victim herself want to do this? But I just have to break it up in little pieces. Now, have you heard me say that when you are tempted, let's play with words a little bit if you don't mind, but when you are tempted by anybody who is mean or cruel or unjust, and it doesn't take much if you're young to mess you up in your mind forever. The temptation in early stages, you know, they talk about in education that before you're 7 years old, you can make that kid do anything and follow any idea, no matter how trashy it could be, how silly it is and how dangerous it is, and they will accept it as the truth and they will not be able to shake it, for which reason you have suicide bombers. So only just, but not by such severe behaviors as a woman experienced in Sharia law. I mean, terrible, terrible. So to get an idea of what it's like to be, I know, you know, I don't really know what it's like, but I can smell it a mile away. I understand the principles, even if I never seen it. I hear about it. I hear about the goings on in it, and it fits to the principle of what you are experiencing in your own life, ladies and gentlemen. And so here I go with this again. When you are violated, it does not take much to violate a small kid, because it especially a small kid, because the small kid is born with more common sense than the average 50-year-old person. And I mean that because common sense comes into the world with being born. But when you are born, you are coming into a corrupt society. Now, America is a corrupt society, and you are going to lose out very badly if you don't stand up right now. I'm not going to go into that. You are in death's danger. You have no future unless you stand up now. And I understand that, you know, Obama's people, Attorney General is going to say something about, if you say anything about Muslims or anything like that, they're going to put you in jail. And, you know, they'll do it, and you'll put up with it. And you're going to keep putting up with it because you're not living a virtuous life. There's only a few people, percentage-wise, who are living in a perfect, good, decent life. Even though they have come from indecent lives, they're doing better. But they're carrying, but deep down inside, most people, when they come in to being promiscuous and then get married and have nice children, there's still something there that is hidden and transferable to the children. And no matter how much she or he tries to cover it up, and no matter how pleasant and kind they are, it's there as a not you. And you can't see where you're making your mistakes where the kids can. You cannot see your faults where the children can, but they can't say anything. And so I don't want to go into that very much because there's so many different branches to this idea. I want to stay to the idea that, which I opened the program with, and I'll say it just in case you're just tuning in. Why would a woman, according to the interview with Megyn Kelly, with an expert on the subject of radicalization by women and women doing it to other women, and it's just, there's a suspicion that this person who did or took part in the 14 murders and the 28 or so victims was radicalized by the woman, which is not far-fetched. No far-fetched. So why? How? What is the mechanism from a grown-up person getting married? Did the man go after the woman, or did the woman go after the man? Yeah, I think a man, you know, there's an old saying. It's a very interesting. I can't think of it now. Isn't that ridiculous? As a man, something about until a woman catches him. You know, a man runs away in the. I don't have it. It's a very funny one, but it's no longer funny. I have lost some of my clever remarks about these things, but you know what? Maybe you've heard it before. So, women have a lot of power. And our problem in our society is the man's inability to deal with a woman in a proper way, to be honorable and kind and thoughtful and not use her or abuse her in any way, shape, or form, neither before marriage or after marriage. I think you women would agree with that, would you not? But the point is, you can understand that women have a control over men. Is that correct or not? Nearly every woman has that advantage of a man born of woman as being the extension of the woman and therefore subject to her in the way that animals are, but humans should not be. But there's a compulsion. If you are an animal person, I don't mean to be rude, but you will feel the pull of temptation. You'll feel the attraction, like one dog to another. And before you know it, and forgive me for saying this, this is a sort of a prelude to what I want to say. So please hold your breath a little bit and let me make some points about the misery and suffering in all the world is a man not knowing how to deal with a woman. You know the old story about you can take the boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy. It's the same thing with the women. When man gets into the woman gets into the man. That's the same principle. He can't get out her out of his system. In other words, the pull, the sexual pull, is temptation. And your Bible speaks of that all the way through it. Beware of the women. They're dangerous. And, you know, just remember the word dangerous. Because if you've been married for a little while, as I have, in an honorable way, I have learned that there is something in a woman that can control men. And just all she needs to do is just like being a pusher. All she needs to do is to rise to the occasion of a man's need for fulfillment, which happens to be associated with women, like Adam. You know, the dark side of the force, which women carry. So how every child is born to from a woman. How could it be? A man is born from a woman. But there's something that passes through the generations, as I've tried to say, and this is Christmas time. So this is a Christian country, never mind what Obama says. To hell with him. This is a Christian country that I'm going to talk about these things. And I may talk about Muslims if I want to, and go to jail if I have to. See, so, but I'm not going to talk about Muslims. I'm going to talk about ISIS, the Sharia law. So just the law itself, the rest of them go to hell. See, and why that's the case and how that happens. So let me just make the foundation just a little bit. Ladies, you know that you if you're a decent woman, you know you have control over that man. And so all you have to do is yield to his psychic needs. His carnal need. That's the word. Carnal. See? But every person, women, men and women, carry with them a punisher. It's not really a punisher, it's called a conscience. But you think of it as a punisher. See what I'm saying? And so, but never mind, because when you're born of woman, and the man has not known, and your father is weak for her, or on the other extreme, he is too brutal. But this cruelty, the brutalness comes from having been seduced and then being the woman recognizing that she's being abused, retreating from her service. But it becomes a servitude when the man feels like his sense of worth, his fulfillment, is the fulfillment of the fool with what the pleasure that the woman gives him is equivalent to a drug. And he is a drug addict. He is a sex drug. And women have that power whether they like it or not. And they cannot stop. The only way they can stop is to get angry and make him a wimp and then hold off the sex. And he keeps bringing flowers, etc., etc. Or you can keep giving sex to him because you got kids. And you're trying to keep peace with that. This weak husband or mean husband doesn't make any difference. And you go along to get along hoping to make him happy. And the more you make him happy, the more you make him more miserable afterwards. Because every high is a new low. So every time you fall in love, every time a man falls in love and looks to it, looks to, for that pleasure. That it's at that moment he's becoming less of a human being, an appeaser,
please,
or a bully.
I've only got.
Is that, I hear in the background something? Am I? William, take a break. I'll just hold a second. See, let me just make a little commercial. Okay, thank you. So we're having a little difficulty, so it will be a little bit ruffled this evening. I just want to mention that, you know, I've been on the air for over 50 years, helping people over the airways, of course, and to discover a better way forward, one that leads to peace and sanity through a proper relationship with their Creator through His Son. This is Christmas, after all. And so I speak to you today on behalf of the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3, which is the church's equivalent to the Catholic Church, and ask you for assistance in this mission. Every year I hear such things as, all I want for Christmas is not my two front teeth, it's my sanity back. My organization has responded in the only way we could. The Foundation of Human Understanding has helped millions and millions of people in these aspirations, but not enough, but all without drugs. If you have benefited from my all-listener-supported program and techniques that have been transformed lives, then please help me and the Foundation of Human Understanding to bring bright the Christ back into Christmas, if you don't mind, please, this year and beyond. For this December Christmas period, we have a budget of $655,000, which must be achieved, so that the Foundation of Human Understanding can move forward. So this represents about a third of what we need all year. But please help me and the Foundation to help others you've been helped, play it forward. Consider donating $19.95 per month for whatever you can afford, or that is, and the Foundation of Human Understandings to help others and play it forward, so they will play it forward to others. I need to get to people with this subject matter. Subject matter I pick is very, very powerful and dangerous even to intelligent ears, to noble ears, because most of us don't like to admit we're wrong. See, so please pay it forward. Go to fhu.com and slash donate. Thank you very much. I'm grateful for any support you can provide in this key time in history. See, ladies and gentlemen, you've only got a few months left and it's all over. It's a matter of timing whether you rise up against this imposter. So now, let me get back to what he represents and what he's letting Muslims into the country. I got word of that. It's 200,000 coming in just in a little while. This man is not your friend. So he's your friend. Lots of friends are fiends, are friends. And this one is dangerous. You put him there. And as a matter of fact, that is the temptation. He is now tempting you and supporting your weakness. And supporting the weakness of other people. That's what I'm trying to say to you. Now, let me just go back. What I mean by supporting his weakness, that's the reason he has at least 40% of the country just by welfare. So he rises, he's a drug pusher, and the people on welfare are pushovers. They're dopes. So he's the dope addict, and he dopes them with love, with affection. Just like a wife, a woman can dope a man with her affection, but it becomes an affliction. And men get angry, or they become addicted, and at some point, she gets the control. And she becomes very difficult. In this case, in the free country, or what's left of it, all a good woman wants is a man to be gentle with her and not be carnal with her, not look to support his manliness. It's not manly to have a woman to support the manliness. He needs to be a man without her need to make him a man. And a woman can't make a man into a man. And the more she tries and the more she gives of herself, the worse that man becomes. Okay, so just quickly, so we're going to come back to the subject. And the subject matter is that you have to listen to this program on my website, FHU.com, because I get interrupted with callers every now and then, and I hope it's in keeping with what I'm saying. And so don't go away, 800-866-8883. Want to keep my mind, after I finish the caller, on the subject matter of why would a woman, you know, or any woman so violated want to play the role to her death so that she can radicalize other women to do this, to be like she was. But the difference is she's not doing it anymore. She's being paid. She's being honored, see, as a man. And therefore, she becomes a recruiter, being honored a man because she starts to love what she hates. Love, and you love, you people love what you hate. I'm just very quickly saying it, because I only got a few minutes to say the point, make a very quick point, and then continue out if you have any questions about the subject matter. So in other words, you can hate a person so much for what they do to you. See, whatever it is, it also can also cause you to want to get upset, so angry that in the potential of your goodness, you begin to feel guilty where the bully does not feel guilty. And so therefore you think to yourself, maybe I am guilty, maybe I haven't loved him enough. That's how it happens in family life. That's what happens in regular life. So, the more she gives loves him, the more she gives him sex, the more hungry he is. And the more hungry he is, the more he wants more quickly. And she has to rise to the occasion. And she gets beaten if she isn't. And if she's beaten enough into submission, then you have a Sharia state of conditioning. The woman begins to love the man. In other words, not just to avoid the beating, but she gives herself completely to that person and supports him in a way. You will always become worse by what rises to make you feel better, no matter what it is, whether it's sex or drugs. And you can become a slave of it. You can become a slave of Obama, because he rises to the occasion of your weakness, like a female does to a man. But in this case, he is a part man and part woman. So he knows how to play the role. See? So he can seduce you, and then you can feel seduced. And this, what is the seduction? Gives you stuff. That is the seduction. He screws you that way. It's creating a codependency whereby you cannot, once you've taken the temptation, once you felt the pull of the candy bar, once that happens, you're no longer your own person. And you will begin to love the person that gives it to you and do what he wants. And in other words, he's become the dope dealer and you are becoming the dope. And you will vote for him because he gives you stuff. And you will love that woman and love that woman because she gives you stuff. But sooner or later, all hell breaks loose because it's all found out. Civil war is coming. My name's Roy Masters. I do hope you don't mind me reading this, because I'm so difficult or awkward in asking you for money. So I've had somebody write this out, if you don't mind. I don't know if I read this very well, but I have a difficulty asking you for money. I shouldn't have to ask, should I? You know, my Foundation of Human Understanding is a 501c3, the same as Catholic. and says, so your gifts are tax deductible. You just need to talk to your accountant. So, you know, I've been for 50 years helping people and discover a better way to that leads to peace and sanity and through proper relationship, especially through the Creator, through His Son, Jesus. So I'm asking you today to support my work. We are a 501c3 church, and we've been that way for a long, long time. So I hear things such as, all I want for Christmas is my, I keep on thinking my two front teeth, but that's the old story. All I want for Christmas is my fancy back, my sanity back. All I want this year is to live without anxiety and pressure. And it goes beyond that. I know how Jesus cured everybody. It was only one route. He didn't have different solutions like we doctors have. It was kind of magical. And I say I have something magical too. It's called the 7-minute meditation. There's no religiousness on it, but it brings you to across the border, like going from Russia, the Great Wall, the Berlin Wall, or Russia, and getting to freedom, and then you don't have the horror. You're living in freedom, see, relative freedom, because there's not even in anywhere else in the world there's no real freedom. Freedom has to be is something else we need to talk about, which is what I'm going to be speaking about, you know, just in a little bit, if not this hour, the next hour. So, you know, if you've benefited from my All Listeners sponsored program and the simple techniques that have transformed your lives, please help the foundation. Would you put Christ back into Christmas this year and beyond? You see, for this December Christmas period, we have a budget of $655,000, which must be achieved for the foundation of human understanding to move forward. And that only represents one-third of it, one-third of the year. So, you know, we are down to our knickers right now, if you don't mind me saying so. So please consider donating $19.95 per month or whatever you can afford to the Foundation of Human Understanding. Please pay it forward to donate to fho.com/donate. You can go there, or you can write Post Office Box 1000, Rance Pass, Oregon 97528. How did I read that? All right. It was a bit ad-libby, I can admit you. But I just I don't know how to do it by myself. I know how to help you by myself, but I don't know how to ask you from my heart. It's difficult. Thank you.
You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Okay, but I was trying to say to you, and I'll try to sum it up. I said the Sharia law is cruel and vicious and wicked, and it's evil to the women, very evil, but there's some women that will yield to such a degree they've become the thing they hate. And they love the thing they hate. And they appease the thing they hate. They'll die for the thing they hate. See, exactly so. And even in your relationships, you can have such a relationship which is similar to what I explained, but on the surface it all looks kosher. But then the other one that dies, and you curse them for dying. See, that is a connection. That when you have a relationship with someone and they love you and you love them, if the one you love is the dealer, the temptress or tempter, then and they go to the grave, you're so connected to them that you are in the grave and you never get over it. And you hate them for dying and you hate God for taking them away. My mother died from that. She was 54. I know she did, but she never mentioned it. But looking back on it, I know exactly where her sick headaches come from and why she died. She was addicted to my father. Addicted to him. She had a love-hate relationship with him. But she never showed the hate. She only showed her what a good woman she was. And she was a good woman, nothing wrong with that. But it was how she was a good woman. But it killed her. See, so that is, it is a simple domestic thing. But I'm telling you, it could go so much further. You can begin to love the person you hate. And first of all, you love them. You're seduced by them. And you think they love you. And because of kindness. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about ISIS, who are not kind. So ISIS are wicked. And so they get these women, and they beat them up, and rape them, violate them. There was a young lady, I forget the name of this person in she was a, David may be able to remind me of who this is, but he'll recognize it. It was a famous person who owned a big number of newspapers, newspaper magnate, huge guy. I mean, and he had a daughter, and they were captured by, you know, the Sindhianese something army. It was a group of rebels in America, and they captured her and put her, and she was going to be ransomed, of course. But before the ransom, she was put in a closet. She was sexually molested, violated, treated with terrible cruelty, and she couldn't stand it anymore. And then, lo and behold, she began to be subject to them, and suddenly they became friends to her, and she became friends to the bully. And the next scene is she's photographed in a bank with a machine gun, robbing a bank with them. I wish I could remember the name of the person, but somebody may want to call me about that. I got lots of calls now. But you see that she has become the thing she hated. And then she gets rewarded for yielding. So in other words, she gets the identity of the beasts, the identity. And now she has become the extension of that, and to which she must come back for approval, for the sense of worthless worth. Now, you got a president who is playing the same game with you, except there's no violence yet from him. But there's coming violence. It's coming because you've had enough, and you know when you're being had, and you're getting upset, and pretty soon you're going to be rebellious, and you're going to make the wrong moves. And he'll come at you with greater force, because he's in charge of everything. He's got in control of everything, and you've lost control. He's got lots of bullets and guns and ammunition. He's got, you know, he's got food put away. God knows what. FEMA is taking away all the food they can get right now. That's what I've heard. See, so they're storing it away, making it less, you know, available to you. And they'll get you for hoarding, so sooner or later. So you are up the creek without a paddle. But there is some light at the end of the tunnel. And I'll share with that with you when I've finished speaking to my callers who've been very patiently waiting for me. And I'm going to go to them right now and say goodbye to my... here it is right here. All right. Now we're going to go to Ron in Boston, is that right? Okay, so here we are. I have an autoimmune issue. Hello, Ronnie. I'm sorry to keep you waiting. I couldn't stop myself.
That's okay. I just wanted to first tell you how grateful I am for everything you've done for all of us for, gosh, many years. I'm not as old as many people who have listened to you for decades, but I want to say that you've certainly helped me. I was diagnosed probably around 10 years ago with an autoimmune condition called Graves' disease, which is a thyroid problem, which I will say primarily happens in women, but of course I'm not one, and it something that
you may be.
Have.
You don't know it yet.
Well, you have an interesting insight, because you might know who I am. I've emailed you before about the fact that I am a musician, and I've heard you talk very much about the fact that music tends to be something that is transmitted through the mother, and this is something that many of my colleagues certainly have experienced, and I'm not necessarily saying that's a bad thing, but it is certainly, it could be a bad thing. My reason for calling you...
It seems like you're diagnosing yourself pretty well.
Yes, well, I have to tell you, you did help me so much, and I meditated for a number of years. I will tell you that I did have certain resentments toward my father, who I...
Hold it right there.
Yes.
You resent your father for not being protecting you from your mother? Is that the case?
Well, you know, I certainly grew to see that, but the resentment actually came from the fact that I felt when I was very young he was particularly cruel and
yes, his, but hold it there. Just
yes.
I've got something right. I got to hold you there, if you don't mind. May I speak?
Please.
Okay. You see that the way it works, let me start again. You know, the woman is a helpmate in the story of the Bible. Adam and Eve, woman was a helpmate. Now, that is not what it means. In Hebrew, it's helpmeet. It's helpmeet. And I like someone who is Jewish to make correct me at this moment if I'm incorrect. But it's servant against him.
Yes, that's what it translates. I can tell you from studying the Hebrew text myself.
Yes, you see, though, women have a way and a power over men, and it's a very bad power. Women are very dangerous when they know it, because all a man and a woman has to do is shake a little torso and throw her eyes a little bit around, and it takes much, you know, it doesn't take much for him to be pulled into that and lose his identity and embolden her in two ways. To become a slave for him, or she makes him into a slave. Mm-hmm. See that?
Yes.
And he can't live with her, and he can't live without her. And so that sort of dovetails with what I was saying before about Sharia law. It's why a woman could play that role, because she begins to love the thing she hated, who's treated her so badly. Suddenly she becomes the extension of him, and so much an extension, she will need him and do anything she says for him, the beast, to give her life. And so that's the way it
was. I do have something to add to this, which is that my father and my mother were actually living throughout my entire childhood with my grandmother, my father's mother, who really ran the house in many ways.
Oh, that's bad stuff.
Yes, I know. And this was a very, very interesting situation, to say the least.
You gave me some very interesting points when you first started. Thyroid. Thyroid is an entirely emotional condition.
Mm-hmm.
And if a doctor says you have to take your thyroid out, tell him to go jump in the lake.
Yes, you know, unfortunately,
all you need, and yes, you can take a little bit of medicine for a little while to keep you going, but don't mess with it unless it's an unusual condition. But if you could just drop your female identity, if you stop your people-pleasing way of life, which means you're giving away your life force to other people.
And you know, Roy, I really believe that. I really feel that I've done that about 3 or 4 years ago, particularly. I just you know, I had some very heart-to-heart conversations with my father. I also feel that through the meditation, I've become much more centered and calm.
Good.
I'll tell you, when I was performing on stage as a musician, when I was a teenager particularly, in my early years in college, I used to be so nervous and jittery. I don't have these problems anymore because I don't feel like I have to please the audience.
That sounds good. You can just enjoy your own music. That's all there is to it, right?
Yes, yes.
I like that. That's perfect. But the big difference is, I had my first client in the Institute of Hypnosis came to me, and his mother was so proud of him because he started to play the piano when he was 2 or 3 years old. Mm-hmm. And she saw that he was a genius and pushed him and pushed him and pushed him. And what he began to like, he began to hate. But then but after a while, he began to feel guilty towards his mother, and therefore the guilt now moved him to play the piano and become a very famous person.
Yes.
And so, but the point is, he hated the audience because the sound of the audience was the emboldenment of the mother.
Yes.
And he became a drunk. Mm-hmm. And he came to see me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was okay. See?
So
you can play your music as long as you're not looking for the approval from it and you just love the music yourself because it has sweetness and it has soul to it, correct?
This is absolutely what I believe, but where I come into conflict with this philosophy is in the sense that musicians, unfortunately, because of the nature of what we do, we have to play for a living. So how do you do that?
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing wrong for playing for a living.
Yeah,
because because we are a civilized world,
yeah.
and God has created you for that, but not to glory, not to feel like you're addicted to your mom.
Yes,
as to the audience plays the role of rising to the occasion of the applause that she's created in you through her will. You see that? In other words, hold the line. Don't go away. Please support the program, ladies and gentlemen. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. And please go to the FHU.com. You can hear this program repeated over and over again tomorrow. FHU.com. Listen live or on archive. Okay, we're right back. Now, Ronnie, are you still there, Ronnie?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I would suggest that you have your mother's nature in you. And how it got there is by hating your father because your father was cruel. And he was cruel to the reason for his cruelty because he needed sex from your mother.
Yep.
And that's all he married her for. And he fell from what love is all about, really. But never mind, he's trapped into that state, and your mother begins. So he tends to want to push her beyond what's healthy for her or natural. And it only becomes a carnal thing. And therefore, your mother would have two aspects which would hurt you. First of all, you would hate your father, and if your mother is the victim, the sympathy would go to your mother and your identity would come from her, not him.
Yes.
See that? And,
yes.
And him is a nothing, is an angry animal. So you rebel against the angry animal, you reject him, you have pity for your mother, and you take on your mother's identity. And that's why you have inner conflict about that. And when you're playing music, it is like being rewarded. It's supporting the worst in you. But if you can play your music, if you can forgive your mother and father both, if you can let them go, you can enjoy your music, just like you said, and be a very boon, a virtue to society.
You've completely validated everything I was thinking.
I'm glad, sir. So you need to let go of your mother and father. For they know not what they did.
I definitely appreciate that. And, you know, I have to tell you, I don't know if you have time to do this in this one call, but I will tell you my wife as well has an autoimmune condition, and we met around the time I was diagnosed. And she had her condition already a few years before I met her.
Yeah, but it's now one who is going to... So you both got the same condition, and one of you is going to tease the other. And the one that is teased that gives up the energy to the other is the one that dies the first from this condition. Don't go away. I just want to finish that point because you may have a question concerning.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Ronnie, do you understand what I'm saying? It's people live off each other.
Father, I do understand that.
You see, they live off each other.
Yes, I feel that very much at the beginning when we first were dating before we got married. I definitely feel that that was something we were doing with each other. I don't feel that that's the case anymore, but I do feel that this is something I see a lot in her side of the family.
But what you need to do, is she an appeaser?
She is.
Or is she a bully?
I would say she has that nature, yes.
She appeases you. Yes. And do you kind of be affected by that appeasement? Does it give you a sense of manliness and worth?
Certainly not anymore.
But it used to be.
I believe that that could be one of the things.
It would be the same as the audience. It has the same effect as the audience. It'd take your life out.
Yes.
Take away.
Yes.
See. So what you need to learn to do to live forever is not to look for a feeling from your wife.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she may hate you secretly for not getting the kind of love which is a refreshment for her own sick identity.
Mm-hmm.
See, my wife went through that. I don't love the way other people love. Mm-hmm. My love is not carnal.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't had sex for 40 years.
Sure. Can I just say, though, that because of the fact that she does have this, she has arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah,
it makes her sex drive actually very low.
That's a good thing, and let it be that way. And let it be that way for you.
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 35.
Yeah, but it's still, less sex is better sex.
Yes.
And don't push for it.
Yes,
wait to be invited, and then be suspicious. See, because she's gonna hate you for not taking the opportunity.
Yeah.
And she needs your love, but she needs the love that will drain you and hurt her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See that?
I do.
Or drain you and embolden her. Make it. Mm-hmm. This is something about's missing in her that she's trying to get from you, and it's called love.
Yes.
And you've got to give her love. A carnal kind of love, but the spiritual love doesn't have a feeling.
Yes.
I mean, if you're going to have sex, the feeling's only about 3 minutes and 32 seconds. It ain't worth it.
but Roy, so is there any way that I can help her? Because I feel personally that with your meditation and my own looking inward over the course of a number of years, I really helped myself. And you know, you were talking before about the need to not tinker with the thyroid. And unfortunately, before I found you, I had my thyroid blitzed with radioactive iodine.
Oh,
so
dear.
It's no longer functional.
Oh, but well, that, then.
Yes, but that being said, I still feel, from a psychological and emotional standpoint, I feel so much more balanced, and I want the same for my wife, and I just don't know, you know.
Yeah, but you can't want anything for anybody.
Yeah, you're right.
And don't do that. Don't want anything for anybody. Just be a gracious, caring, loving person that's loving, that wanting to be loved back, as if to say, how else would I do it? So in other words, you wouldn't even notice you're loving. If you notice you're loving, if you feel like you have to love, you're in trouble, you're feeling the pull.
I see.
See that? And it's pulling what's left of you out.
I do.
Or pulling something in that isn't good.
I understand.
It goes both ways. And the one that wins that lives the longest. they live on your life as you die. Yeah. So if she doesn't get anything from you, but only real love, you might be cured. Your thyroid might regenerate, because I am speaking now, and this is Christmas, and I'm almost 88 years old, and just had a operation, which is minor, and I had some bladder stones taken away, kept me infected, but all the things I've been through in medicine. None of them knew or understood anything about me at all. And I began to understand them. And it got easier and easier and easier for me to see I don't need them anymore. Only certain occasions like this one.
Yes.
But they could never find anything wrong with me, no matter how many times I went to the hospital, because there was something about the way I ate. There was something the way I went swimming and got a parasite inside me for many years. So I got a lot of problems. But as an 88 years old man, my doctor says, I'm completely whole. There's nothing there. If you think of an 88 year old man, you think he got all kinds of problems. No, everything is pure as crystal. So it's all coming back. I've grown grown new arteries, brand new ones. There's no reason why you couldn't develop unconsciously, not unconsciously, but as a gift from God to regenerate that part that wasn't taken out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's quite possible.
Yeah.
It is very possible.
But would you say that it is wrong for me to want that as opposed to...
Yes. It's just be happy with what you got. Be happy that you're alive, but don't kiss up to anybody. Don't kiss up to the audience. Just enjoy your music and let them enjoy it. And it doesn't matter if they don't applaud.
I
love the music. And if they applaud and say, stand up and cheer, you bow and thank you very much, but you don't feel any high.
Thank you very much.
Every high is a new low. You're sucking up the wrong thing, or you're giving out some of your energy force, which causes your thyroid, your feminine nature, to be affected by that thyroid. That is where it's a very emotional thing. And anybody who gives up all their emotions eventually will overcome nearly every problem, as long as they got the peace left in there that hasn't been taken from their body. All right. Thank you very much. We'll be right back. FHU.com/donate. Okay. Oh, good Lord, is it another hour already? All right, could you do it? Could you? Too late. Okay, all right. I was telling David to just put a commercial on, but please support the foundation, will you please? I don't have time to, in this minute, just give it. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. We can't live without you. And you can't live without me either, because if I don't get enough stations in time, you're all going to be slaves. That's it. And I see it coming, and I know how to stop it. I just need enough stations. And it doesn't look that good yet. So good. Thank you so much. Be right back.